Chapter 16, The Beginning of the End of the Kingdom of Israel. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea, son of Elah, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 9 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but not like the kings of Israel who preceded him. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up to attack Hoshea, who had been Shalmaneser's vassal and had paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria discovered that Hoshea was a traitor, for he had sent envoys to So, king of Egypt, and he no longer paid tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, Shalmaneser seized him and put him in prison. The king of Assyria invaded the entire land, marched against Samaria, and laid siege to it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and deported the Israelites to Assyria. He settled them in Hala, in Gozan on the Habor River, and in the towns of the Medes. All this took place because the Israelites had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of Egypt from under the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. They worshipped other gods. They did wicked things that aroused the Lord's anger. They worshipped idols, though the Lord had said,
"You shall not do this."
The Lord warned Israel and Judah through all his prophets and seers,
"Turn from your evil ways. Observe my commands and decrees in accordance with the entire law that I commanded your ancestors to obey and that I delivered to you through my servants, the prophets."
But they would not listen and were as stiff-necked as their ancestors who did not trust in the Lord their God. So the people of Israel were taken from their homeland into exile in Assyria, and they are still there. The Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his presence. Only the tribe of Judah was left.
Take no prisoners. Terrorize the conquered. Such were the common practices of ancient empires. To ensure against organized rebellion, Sargon II of Assyria deported more than 27,000 people from the northern kingdom of Israel to distant cities after Israel's defenses broke down. Any semblance of a nation, a people with a common cause and heritage, was gone. In the southern kingdom of Judah, young King Hezekiah watched these developments take place. How do you run a tiny nation when the greatest army in the world is camped?